From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. About 16 million people in California will see their electric and gas bills go up by an average of more than $32 per month over the next year, in part so that PG&E can bury more of its power lines to reduce the chances of starting wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric had initially asked state regulators for permission to raise rates by more than $38 a month so it could bury 2,100 miles of power lines in areas that are at high risk for wildfires. Commissioners decided to let PG&E bury 1,230 miles of power lines, which would be $1.7 billion cheaper than PG&E's proposal. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. The Carter Center said she died Sunday after living with dementia and suffering many months of declining health. A statement announcing her death said she, quote, died peacefully with her family by her side at 2:10 p.m. at her rural Georgia home of Plains. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Early yesterday morning, officers with Arcata Police dispatched to the 1000 block of G Street for the report of numerous gunshots. Upon arrival, officers found multiple shell casings, and they checked out the area, did not find anyone injured or property damaged. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Department and Cal Poly Police assisted with the investigation. Anyone who may have witnessed or has information about the incident should reach out to Arcata Police. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.